Tom Brady.
Oh.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Roger JP
really
show.
Do love Tom Brady. It ain't about him.
It's well, it
kind, well, this is.
It kind of
no,
is. Because
not.
If he doesn't restructure his deal, the Bucks are not able to sign Shaq Barrett for a 4-year deal worth $72 million. That includes $36 million fully guaranteed for Shaq Barrett.
What a nice guy.
And
team
signing,
player.
Signing him was the key part of keeping that defense rolling and keeping the band back together. And it was interesting because earlier this morning, so part of the whole deal was, you know, Tom Brady signed his 2-year, $25 million deal. He restructured that deal after the Super Bowl win to free up cap space so they can sign key pieces and keep the team together. Earlier this morning, now Monica just sent me that, sent me the information about Shaq Barrett while we were playing Dead Guy. Earlier this morning, I came across a piece of audio from this guy, Scott Pioli. He used to be an executive with the Patriots. And this piece of audio explains exactly what Tom Brady, what kind of teammate Tom Brady is. But listen to this.
And winning championships. Does he like to get paid like everyone else? Sure he does. But he doesn't ever worry about being a pig. To him, winning championships is just as important as getting paid. He knows it already. You know, I go back to when we renegotiated his contract. It was his first big contract after his rookie contract. And when we had that negotiation, he stepped in between Don Yee and myself and talked about, hey, when is enough enough? $10 million a year should be more than enough for me to take care of my family generationally. And he got the deal done with the caveat. He told Bill and myself, he said, listen, guys, I will take less as long as you promise to take that extra money and continue to build a good team around me, to continue to bring in good players that are good dudes. And we did that. And that was something that he did consistently over time in order to make sure that he not only was a terrific player and got paid, but he was never a pig when he came to the table, because what he wanted to do was win championships and share those things not only with his teammates, not only with the front office, not only the coaches, but with his family. So to me, what he's going to do here right now is again, it just goes to show that he is the same guy that he was when he got into the league. He cares about winning championships above all.
Wow. That is some testament for Brady.
Now, I don't care who you're a fan of.
Yeah. That's what you want.
That's what you want.
Absolutely.
That's what you want.
That's who you want.
In your quarterback.
That's crazy.
That kind of somebody, that kind of leadership, that kind of like, I don't need it all. I just need enough to, make sure my family is cool. And then you just keep building championships around. You keep giving me the players and I'll keep getting you championships. I mean, Monica, you can hate them all you want. You can't hate that. You can't.
Yes, I can. And I
you
do.
Cannot.
Because it's all for his attention. Oh, now all he wants is, oh, look at him. So
he didn't ask Scott Pioli to go out and do that interview.
Yeah, I'm surprised that guy could even talk with Tom's D and his M. That's just a bunch of, oh, I love the man. I love the man. I love the man. Ugh,
yeah, unbelievable.
So gross.
But what if your guy, Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback, he's got tons of potential. He's already an excellent quarterback. What if he becomes the next Tom Brady and he's that guy who does the same thing?
He
says, I saw Brady do this like 10 years ago. I will do it to keep the Bills going the way they are, because that's an amazing thing he did. Like, that's the type of character I think Josh Allen seems like he would be.
On his
team
own,
guy.
Without all the, that's all talk about it all day long. No, he just doing
Brady's
it.
Not talking about
the,
it. He doesn't want to talk about
kept
it.
Kept all the people that I was terrified and they rightfully should have, and I just assumed was they were going to lose. And they did it all because of all the restructuring and stuff, and ain't nobody talking about that, and ain't nobody pointing the finger, look at me, I'll do it, I'll do it.
Because it didn't lead to a championship.
Buffalo Bills were one game away from the Super Bowl for the first time and set all the records. They haven't won the AFC East since 1995. You know,
I got you.
All of this they did was huge. They made a lot of progress. And
Monica,
they're not yelling at
you. Well, wouldn't you want this in your quarterback?
Do me a favor for one.
To push the money and give out the money? I mean, that's amazing.
Do me a favor for one second. You're sitting at the console, right?
Yes.
Turn around and look out the window.
There are all the shades. Why? It's sunny?
Just turn around and look out the window.
Okay.
What city is that?
Tampa.
Mm-hmm. What market is that?
St. Pete.
It's Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people are so happy that this guy is the guy that he is.
That committed
to free up that money to free up that money for Shaq Barrett to be and for the team to be able to do that kind of business with a guy that's only been there for one season.
He just wants to win.
Buccaneers.
That's awesome.
I've been a Bucs fan, and I like the Buccaneers.
That's why, like, this time around, I'm like, I played that audio just to see if you'd come around a little bit, and I almost feel like you're just being stubborn at this point, because the question was, I don't care if you're a fan, how do you not want that person to be your quarterback?
It's so insincere and fake. And
what do you mean? Just do me a favor. How is leaving millions of dollars on the table time and time again insincere and fake?
He just wants you guys to say what you're saying right now and what that guy was saying. And, oh, he's just a good. We want that. He's the best teammate ever. There's so many people in the NFL that do that sort of thing. Why are we all licking him?
Well, good.
Who that leads to? Who that backs it up with championships? Who? Tell me who. I'm all ears.
I'm not saying championships, but I'm saying they do it.
It's not your everyday athlete.
It's okay to do it. It's okay. You know, it's even better to do it and not have, because that means they're doing it even because they like the team. And even though the team doesn't win championships, to me, it's harder to do if you're not winning and they're still doing it.
He did something this year that nobody else has ever done, and that's gone to another team as a quarterback and won another Super Bowl. Nobody ever did it. And then he had the opportunity. The team says, listen, we can keep this team together, but we're going to need a little help. What do you need me to do, coach? Here's what we need you to do. Okay. And he does it.
Mm.
And now the fan base is whacking it all over the place.
Mm-hmm. They really are.
They really are.
That's
two
great.
Two pictures of him.
It's business. It's great, great business. It's great business for his legacy.
So smart.
It's great business for the Buccaneers. It's great business for the city.
That's fine there for all y'all. Why do you want me to like that? I still will never like it, ever.
Yeah.
Y'all like it. All go have your own fun and do your own thing. Just I don't
listen,
need to know about it.
You are as stubborn as any guinea I know.
Hey, first of all, rude.
As you're as any by any Italian member of my family heirloom, whatever it's called. Like nothing I've ever seen before.
Mm. I was asked that on a questionnaire recently. What is one of your worst traits? And I said, stubborn. I am stubborn. I can admit it. I'm stubborn. But I can tell you right now, because I know that, it's not going to change. And I'm not hating.
Y'all
go do your own thing and have fun at it. And yay you.
It's funny because you can admit you're stubborn, but you'll never admit you're wrong.
If I am wrong, when am I wrong? I'm always right. Just kidding. I know I'm wrong.
Hey.
I have admitted when I was wrong before.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
I'm sure you have.
I mean, I have to go back and listen to 5-6 years worth of tape.
Once a year. That'd be 6 times.
Just be okay with me hating his guts, because that's just how it is.
Tom, I don't know if it's Brady on line 3. Is this TB12?
Tom.
Is this you, Tom?
No, it's not me, Tom Brady, but it is me, Tom.
We can hope.
Hey, I've got something. If you follow Tom Brady, his Instagram account, he posted his cell phone number on his Instagram account and said that you can text him anytime, any day, except for game days. So if Monica is feeling a little down in the dumps, she can text him, and maybe he'll respond back to her and let bygones be bygones and let Tom Brady continue winning in Tampa.
Well, that's nice to know. Imagine I'd be like, oh, this is that Monica Bills fan. Oh, hi, Monica. I hope you have a good day. I don't hate you.
Why do people want me to like him? Like, just accept it. Like, I don't know why you care if I like him. I don't. And I have.
Like, I don't care that you like him. But you have to admit, if anybody has those qualities in a quarterback, not just on the field, but off the field, you'd be happy.
I would rather.
Got to admit.
Go 0-16 than have that guy. Period. I don't care what is.
One thing I didn't understand. Did you guys see over the weekend the dude from, Taysom Hill, the guy in New Orleans? He was Drew Brees' backup.
Mm.
Did you see the deal he signed?
Yeah, they retracted. They did him too. And you see how they want to, they're in talks with Jameson and they want to keep Jameson. Now, apparently, there's going to be a.
Listen.
Or Jameis, not Jameson, sorry.
That dude just signed a contract, Taysom Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He just signed a contract equal to Russell Wilson. You know, they gave him $140 million over 4 years.
The future, though. You think they're thinking future? I mean,
you think he's the guy?
Apparently is he that good? It ain't me. It ain't my team.
Okay. I don't know, because to me, you used to have to do something to earn that kind of coin.
Do you think
a lot of money for a guy who's will be a first year starter if he beats out Jameis?
Do you think they were people were shopping him and maybe they were like, okay, just you're here, stay here, here's money. Anybody looking at him? I don't know.
I don't know.
Taysom Hill walked in the office and said, you want Taysom Hill? You're going to pay some Hill. They did. That's what he said. I heard it. It was a quote.
Yeah.
So you're going to pay some Hill.
Yeah.
And he walked out saying, pay some Hill. Pay some Hill.
Yes, Roger. Yes.
That's what he did.
I believe you. I like it.
Yeah.
You're
I'm going to start a Twitter account just with my sports information, and I'll start putting up things like that.
Pay some Hill.
4 years, $40 million. Dollars.
Yeah.
Grandma,
what do you do if
three.
You're Jameis then? You're like, okay, he's
I think
paid.
That, I think they just told you to hit the bricks.
Yeah, but I mean, they're in talks.
Unless you're comfortable being a backup. And if you're cool being a backup and getting paid that kind of, you know, God bless.
Mm.
Hey, listen, there ain't no shame in a backup quarterback's salary.
Nope.
You know, you're doing okay, and you got no pressure. Unless somebody gets hurt. Graham on line three, go ahead.
Yeah, JP, didn't the GOAT Peyton Manning go to a new team and win a Super Bowl?
Oh, right, he did. I apologize. I got that one.
It wasn't in the first year, though.
Right.
Oh, wow. That's...
Ooh, that's nice backup, Brett.
Right.
Zing!
Boom. There you go.
Thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.
Listen, we don't normally deal in facts, but when we do...
Teamwork, dreamwork.
Brett backs us up.
Right.
And when he doesn't, well, then we just apologize.
I think if we're all being really honest, did Peyton Manning win that Super Bowl? Homeboy was limping.
Hold on. If we're going to do that, let's say defense. Let's give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense all the credit.
Oh, no doubt.
Got to give them some credit.
No doubt.
Hey, everybody gets some. Nobody has to get all.
That's all I've been saying this whole time. Why is it all got to be about him? Let's give the rest of the team.
It's not. But what he's saying is it's not about him.
That's what he's saying.
He could have glommed onto all that money.
But then you're still talking about it. Let's just let that happen, and then who cares? And it could be about Shaq Barrett's contract. Instead, we're talking about everything that he did to sacrifice. Why can't it be about Shaq's contract? That's the news. I hate that everything has to go back to
Well, because then when you see the contract, people go, how do they fit that in a salary cap? How are they going to do this? I don't understand. And then they have to answer the question.
Then you say, oh, there was some restructuring. But look what they gave him. He deserves it. He's earned it.
Yes.
I'm happy for him.
Yes, all of that. Good.
Right, Stephanie on line six. Go ahead, Steph.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, Stephanie.
Right, what's up?
I'm telling you, Monica, you're driving me freaking crazy here. I'm a New England Patriots fan, and
you
I'll
are.
Tell you what, I was so mad. I literally have a video of me sitting on the ground crying when they announced that Tom Brady was coming to Tampa.
Oh,
as well as Gronk. You've got to be kidding me. But I'll tell you what. Tom Brady, he did that in New England as well. He gave up part of his salary to recruit as many players as he could.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Let's be fair here. This last season, I hate your Bills, Monica. I hate them.
Respect
and
that.
It wasn't a legit season. It wasn't a legit season because so many players opted out of the season.
Welcome to what I do.
Let's be fair here. Like, so many people opted out of the season, and if a full team was actually on the field, I don't think the Bills would have gone as far as they did.
All right, well, we'll see.
I absolutely love you for saying that, because if the roles were reversed, I'd be saying the exact same thing. I love the rivalry.
I mean, I love you to death, but I hate the Bills.
Yeah,
and I'm really upset with Tom Brady for doing what he did, even more so with Gronk. But what's right is right, and what he did as far as letting part of his salary go to bring in other players, that's the right thing to do.
You girls should make
Thanks,
out.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Totally.
Okay, you got to make it pervy.
I think you're meant to be together.
I respect her hate for the team I love, and I understand it. I am absolutely okay with that.
Mm.
I like that, actually.
That's so twisted.
Mm.
All right. We're Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Of all people, I don't know how you can't get behind hate, JP. Of all people in the world that I know, how are you not behind an unbridled,
good, solid,
unhealthy hate? Grudge holding. Like, how are you not backing that? I don't understand.
Big grudge.
Because
till the day you die. That's a grudge.
And this rears its head in different portions of this show. I seem to be more willing to, even when I like somebody or I hate somebody, to see the positive that they do, whether it's like they're my guy or they're not that my guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
You have perspective is what you're saying. You're a mature adult with perspective.
100%.
Gotcha. Not over here.
That's what he's saying.
Not over here.
Nah. Well, now that we got that straight.
Your emotional growth was stunted. It's because of the coma.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Damn coma.
All right, we're Roger and JP. It's the Bone Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back. Time was on us.